last time we discussed Sif Aleph, which is the halacha, first you ate meat and afterwards you want to eat cheese. Basically, it was machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber said you have to wait 6 hours, and the Ramah said all you have to do is really bench and do kinuach v'hatacha, which means to eat something and to drink, and you know, while you're eating it, to wipe out your mouth with it, with the food, and then to drink something. And then the Ramah said, we're machmer also to wait, in addition to doing that, we're machmer to wait an hour. But it's benching and waiting an hour. Whether or not you also have to do kinuach v'hatacha, if you're machmer to wait an hour, was a machlokes between the Shach and Taz. According to the Taz, for sure, you also have to do kinuach v'hatacha, even if you waited the hour. And according to the Shach, once you wait the hour, there's no need to do the kinuach v'hatacha anymore. That was all discussing the Shita of the Ramah, that you don't have to wait 6 hours. But we follow the Mechaber that we wait 6 hours. Or even we don't necessarily follow the Mechaber, because the Ramah himself says that it's better to wait 6 hours. So we all wait 6 hours. And once you wait 6 hours, you certainly don't have to do kinuach v'hatacha. Unless if you find a piece of meat stuck in your teeth, and then you're supposed to take it out and then do kinuach v'hatacha. Right? Now we have to go to Sif Beis, which talks about when you eat the gvina first, then afterwards you want to eat basar, what do you have to do? So over here, the Mechaber says that if a person eats gvina first, so he's not required to wait. After basar, or even after chicken, you're required to wait 6 hours. But after gvina, you're not required to wait. All you're required to do is, you wash your hands, and then you do kinuach v'hatacha, and then you're able to eat the meat. And this could be even in the same suda, like we said before, that you could first have a course with cheese, and then you wash your hands, you do kinuach v'hatacha, then you have the meat course. You don't have to wait, and you don't have to bench. This is the Ikar Adin, the way the Mechaber says. And then we'll soon see how we're knowing Lamaisa. So let's see inside the Mechaber. Achal gvina, somebody ate cheese, mutter lechal achar basar miyad. He's allowed to eat meat afterwards, right away. He doesn't have to wait. Unlike if he first ate the meat, he's mechuyev to wait before he eats the cheese. The other way around, if you first ate the cheese, then you don't have to wait. Ubilvad sheyayin yadav. The only thing he has to do is look on his hands. To check that there's no cheese that's stuck to his hands. Because obviously he can't eat the meat. He's gonna go to eat the piece of chicken. And if he still has some of the cheese on his fingers, then he's going to be eating the chicken and the meat. He's going to be eating the gvina and the meat together. That's a problem. So before he starts eating the meat, he has to check his hands to make sure that he doesn't have any cheese stuck on his hands. That's if it's the daytime and you're able to check your hands. If it's nighttime, which you can't check your hands well, then you have to wash them. It's called netilas yadayim. Then you have to wash your hands. What happens if it's the nighttime, but you have beautiful electric lights, it's really well lit, so then it's the same thing like the day. If it's you have lights, but it's not such good lights, so that's what we're saying, that since you can't see so well, you have to wash your hands. Now the Shach brings down that even by daytime, or even if it's a room that's well lit, it's better to wash your hands. So we'll just say it as washing the hands. So one thing, the first thing that you have to do is wash your hands after eating the cheese. And then you have to do some other things. V'tzarech l'kaneach piv, you also have to wipe out your mouth. U'lahadichoy, and to rinse out your mouth. How do you do these things? This is called kinuach v'hadocha. How do you do these things? Very simple, says the Mechaber. V'kinuach hu, this wiping out the mouth is sheyilois pas, that you chew bread miyakaneach by piv yofa, and you use this bread that you're chewing to wipe out your mouth properly, the gums. If there's any cheese that's stuck to your gums, this will wipe away those pieces of cheese that are in your mouth. V'chein b'chol davar sheyirtza. It doesn't have to be with bread. It's allowed to be with anything that you want. Anything that you want to eat, you chew it up, and you use the food to wipe out your mouth. Chutz mikimcha v'tamri v'yarka. Besides for kemach, flour, because, he says the reason over here, tamarim is dates. It's a question if this means any fruits, that you're not allowed to use any fruits, or it's only those kind of fruits that like are mushy and they get stuck. Or let's say an apple's not that mushy. Maybe you could do with an apple. So that's questionable.
Didn't he say dates?
No, the question is, when he said dates, what did he mean? Did he mean only dates and those types of fruits, or means to include all fruits? So that's a question. The yarka and vegetables. So these things you cannot do kinuach with. The fishahim nitbakim mechanichaim, because they get stuck to your gums. And the point is that Adarab should wipe it away, whatever pieces of gvina that's in your mouth. So that's why you cannot do kinuach with these types of things. Kemach. Kemach doesn't matter what type of flour, it doesn't only apply to it if it's the kemach of barley, which is there's one lashon in the Torah that implies that it only applies, that this halacha only applies to kemach that's made out of sa'irim. But the Shach says it's no, it's all kinds of kemach. So you can't do it because it gets stuck. There's a question, what about if you could brush your teeth, if that counts? If you brush your teeth, it sounds like you're doing that's probably a good job to wipe away everything. But there is a shita that says that it's not enough just to wipe out your mouth, meaning your tongue, your gums, your teeth. You also have to do a kinuach in your beis ablia, in your throat. Over there could also be a taste of basa remaining, or possibly some pieces of basa remaining. So therefore, you're required to swallow. The last step of the kinuach is actually swallowing it. If you're not swallowing it, if you're just going to spit it out, so then that's not a good enough kinuach, because you only did the mouth part, you didn't do the throat part. So you would have to eat something. So according to that shita, it wouldn't be enough. Even though you're brushing your mouth, there's probably a better job than the way you would do it by eating something, but you're not doing that last part, which is the throat part. And others say it's not required, you're not really required to swallow. If you hold that you're not required to swallow, so then you probably could do with, if you do a brushing your teeth properly with a brush, you could probably, it probably counts. Akopanim. So that's one thing, that's the other thing you have to do. So netila you have to do, you have to do kinuach, and after you do the kinuach, yediach piv b'mayim, you rinse out your mouth with water, oy b'yayin, or wine, anything, any liquid you want to drink, you take a drink. Even though the Mechaber says v'acharkach, meaning he says first you do the kinuach and afterwards you do the hadacha, it's not required to be that way. You could do whichever order you want. You could first take a drink and then eat something also. And it's also even brought down that some would combine it. They would dip the challah in the wine and thereby have a kinuach and a hadacha together. But one thing for sure is you don't have to do first the kinuach and then the hadacha. When do we say this, that you have to do netilo, kinuach, and hadacha, all these three things, before you eat the basar, after the gvina? That's if you want to eat the basar behema v'chaya, if you want to eat behema and chaya. Behema, which is deraisa, and chaya, even though we paskin it's not deraisa, but it's a little bit more similar to psar behema than oif is to psar behema. So therefore, if you want to eat psar behema v'chaya after gvina, you have to do what we just said you have to do. Netila, kinuach, v'hadacha. But avolim balechol basar oif achar gvina, but if you want to eat, all you want to do is eat the chicken after gvina. Ein sarach loy kinuach v'loy netila. You don't need to do either. You don't need to do anything. This comes from a braisa that was taught by Igra. The Gemara prefaces, before it teaches that braisa, it says, so therefore, Tani Igra will say the name of the person who taught the braisa. Chicken and gvina are allowed to be eaten by afi koiren, which means in a way of hefker. Meaning you don't have to do anything. You want to eat first gvina, and then afterwards you want to eat oif, so you could just do it straight away. You don't have to do anything in between. Just mashma, but not if you want to eat basar. You want to eat basar behemor, or even chaya after gvina, so then you have to do, like we said, you have to do netila, kinuach, v'hadacha. Clear? So that's the only thing in Shulchan Aruch that it says one is required to do ben gvina l'basar. So ben gvina l'oif, you don't have to do anything. And ben gvina l'basar, it's allowed to be eaten in the same suda. You don't have to wait. All you have to do is wash your hands, do kinuach v'hadacha. And this washing of the hands is called mayim emtsoyim. We have Mayim Rishonim is when you wash your hands before you eat the challah. That's the tie your hands to eat the bread. We have Mayim Achroinim, which is before you want to bench, to clean our hands, so in order to bench. That's after the Suda. Okay? This is called Mayim Imtzoyim, between courses. You're having a Milchiga course and a Fleishiga course, you wash your hands in between. Now, this Mayim Imtzoyim, does it have a Dedinim of Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim? See, Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim are very, very different, because Mayim Rishonim is coming to be Metahar you. Okay? Mayim Achroinim is coming to clean your hands before you bench. So they are very different halachas. Mayim Imtzoyim, the question is, does it have the din of, does it shear the halachas of Mayim Rishonim, or does it shear the halachas of Mayim Achroinim? So what logically would you say? Mayim Achroinim is also coming to clean your hands. So really, the Mayim Imtzoyim shears all the halachas of Mayim Achroinim. The only exception is that Hayoyis, you're in the middle of your Suda, so you can't be metame your hands afterwards. If you wash to eat a Suda, and then in the Meshach of the Suda, you're metame your hands, so you have to wash again. So, even though we're saying that it shears the halachas of the Mayim Achroinim, because it's coming to clean your hands, you still have to be careful, right, to make sure that your hands don't become tummy afterwards. That's called tzarech shimur. You have to guard your hands, right, that they don't become tummy anymore, because you're still planning to eat. So in that sense, it shears the halacha of Mayim Rishonim. And there's one other halacha that it shears with Mayim Rishonim, is that it's tzarech niguv. You have to dry your hands, because since you want to continue eating, you're not supposed to eat with wet hands. That's not nice. It makes the food disgusting. So you have to dry your hands. So Mayim Achroinim, you don't have to dry, because you washed your hands, you cleaned them. So now you can bench. You don't plan on eating anymore. Mayim Rishonim, since you plan on eating, since you're going to eat afterwards, you have to dry your hands well. So Mayim Imtzoyim, since you're going to continue eating, you have to dry your hands also. So really, Be'atzem, it shears the halachas of Mayim Achroinim, but in these two halachas, since you still plan on eating, it shears with the Mayim Rishonim. Then there's a question is if you could use other liquids besides for water. Mayim Rishonim has to be done with water, okay? Mayim Achroinim, the halacha is that it could be done with any water besides for wine. Wine you don't use because it's not kavodik for the wine. But you could use anything because it cleans. So here comes the question, the Mayim Imtzoyim, if you use other liquids. So logically, what would you say? You already were metaya your hands, the Mayim Rishonim. You washed your hands properly. You just want to clean them. So if cleaning them for Mayim Achroinim helps any mashkes, just the side did, you're not allowed to use wine. So to Mayim Imtzoyim, you should be allowed to use any mashke. You want to use soda, use soda. You want to use apple juice. You know, you want to use other liquids, you could use other liquids. So that's what many poskim say. And then some say that some quote a chumrah that you're only supposed to use water for Mayim Imtzoyim. So the Shach says, even though logically it would seem that you should probably be allowed to, I mean, that argument is very compelling, that if it works for Mayim Achroinim, which is the purpose is to clean your hands, so it should work for Mayim Imtzoyim as well. Not just water, you should use any liquid, so I did Mayim Imtzoyim. The Shach says, nevertheless, listen, it's brought in the Rishonim bring down that you should use only water, so use only water. You know, it's something which is not that much of an inconvenience for you. So if it's not that big of an inconvenience, you should try to follow what it says in some of the Rishonim to use only water for Mayim Imtzoyim.
So it is like that?
Huh?
So we should use water?
Yeah. I mean, the Lamaisa, we don't do this because we don't need it in the same Suda. Okay? We're just saying what it says in Shulchan Aruch is it could be in the same Suda. Just in between, you have to do the Mayim Imtzoyim. Now, what do we do l'maisa? So what we do l'maisa is based on the Zohar. The Zohar says that Hay Michla, which refers to Basar B'chalav, and it doesn't specify, Michla means this food, yeah? It doesn't specify that it's only, you know, if you're eating the Basar first or not. It means this thing is not allowed to be eaten. These foods are not allowed to be eaten together. And the Zohar specifies it's not supposed to be eaten B'suda chada, it's not supposed to be in the same suda, it's not supposed to be in b'shaita chada in the same time, meaning you have to wait in between. What else? No, first it says now it's beaten together, and then it elaborates more. It's not supposed to be eaten b'suda chada or b'shaita chada. So it's based on this zayar that even if we eat the gvina first, we don't eat the basar afterwards in the same suda, but rather we make sure to make a bracha achrayna after the gvina before we eat the basar. And the same thing. It's not just enough to just make the bracha achrayna, but we don't want to eat it in the same shah, in the same hour. So therefore, it's based on the zayar that we wait an hour in between the gvina and the basar, even if we're eating the gvina first. Which the Bi'ur HaGra says, this is actually the source for the Vilna Gaon says, when the Ramah said in the previous sif that when you eat the basar first, after we should wait an hour before eating the gvina, so we had the question, where did it come from? Either you say suda l'suda means 6 hours, or it means benching. Why did the Ramah say benching plus an hour? She says, yeah, it doesn't come from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it says you have to bench. But waiting an hour is in the Zohar that says you're not allowed to eat it in the same hour. So that's what we have the other way around as well. We have the other way around. If we eat the Gvina first, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says there's no waiting required, and it could be eaten in the same Suda, but based on the Zohar, we don't eat it in the same Suda, and based on the Zohar, we... No, you do. Based on the Zohar, you have to bench. And even though the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shavuos says that you don't have to bench, but many of the other Paschim say that based on the Zohar, you have to bench. And that's the way we do. So you bench, and you have to wait an hour also. So we wait an hour. Even after just milk, we wait an hour. For the Tai Michlo.
That's only the Chatzchila.
Only the Chatzchila.
But if
you don't have to stick your finger in and throw up. But this is what you... The whole din is al-chatchila d'kedin. We're telling you, you're not allowed.
We do all these people get a half hour from?
A half hour... It doesn't say anywhere. I don't think it says it. Well, maybe it's brought in some form. I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere in like the sources that we're coming across over here. It's probably based on the Zohar that says an hour, shah. And they interpret it that it doesn't have to be a shah shleima. As long as you have more than half an hour, then you're already not considered in the same time. It's probably based on the Zohar, just taking it a little bit, toning it down a track. But we take a kapshutai that we wait an hour. Now, the big question comes, is before we came to the Zohar, yeah, what it said in Shulchan Aruch, what do you have to do between Gvina and Basar? To do netila kinuach v'adacha. So we're saying that we wait an hour. So after we wait an hour, do we still have to do kinuach v'adacha? Excellent. This will be tali. So there's a letter. There's a letter from the Rebbe saying that this probably will be tali on the machlokes of the Shach and Taz. And the other way around, when you ate basar first and you want to eat gvina afterwards, so we wait six hours anyway. But when we were discussing the shita that of the Ramah that you'd have to bench, and then the Ramah added, but you wait an hour, so it was a discussion, does that hour take away from the requirement to do kinuach v'adacha? The Taz says, how could it take away? Kinuach v'adacha is mikar adin. So how could it take away from it? Shach said, no. Once you waited an hour, there's no need to do kinuach v'adacha anymore. Whatever crumbs are left in your mouth, probably already were cleaned out while you were waiting the hour. So the same thing would be after Milichigs, once we waited the hour, so we would not have to do, following the Shach, the way it's explained in the Prima God, then we would not be required to do the Kinuch V'adacha. So that's what it seems from the letter of the Rebbe, that we would not be required to do Kinuch V'adacha after waiting the hour. Okay? That's the Halacha L'maisa. So we don't. Okay? It's based on that letter of the Rebbe. So that's the way we do. And then the Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim afilo babasar achar gvina. There are those that say you do have to wait after cheese. But we're not talking about milk or soft cheese. That is only from the Zohar. That shouldn't be eaten together. This chumrah is because based on a story that happened, that's brought in the Mardechai, that happened to the Marami Rutenberg, that one time he was getting ready to eat basar, and he found pieces of cheese in his mouth. So then he said, you know what, I'm going to wait after cheese just like after meat. So therefore, if it's hard cheese that could get stuck in your teeth, So then there's the Ramah quotes that one should be machmer to wait. How long you have to wait? You have to wait as long as you wait after meat. You treat the cheese like meat.
It's not just a taste.
If it's hard cheese. So just like if you wait 6 hours after meat, you have to wait 6 hours after hard cheese. And if you only wait 1 hour after the meat, then you only have to wait 1 hour after the hard cheese. That's what the Shach explains, that it goes the same way. However long you hold, you have to wait after meat, so that's what you'll have to wait after the hard cheese. Question is, so let me just reading the Ramah, finish reading the Ramah sign, and then we'll discuss what's included in this din. Again, that's the minig. Shekol shagvina kosha. Ein oich lenachra afilo baser oif. That if you ate hard cheese, then you're not supposed to eat afterwards even chicken. Right? Before we said that if you're eating chicken after cheese, in the machaber we said, mikar adin, it's more lenient, you don't have to do even kinuach v'adacha. Comes the Ramah and he says, but if it's hard cheese, then you have to wait 6 hours or 1 hour, even if all you want to eat afterwards is chicken. You have to wait. Kamoy bigvino achar basar. The same long that you have to wait when you want to eat cheese after meat, that's how long you have to wait if you want to eat meat or chicken after hard cheese. Yesh mekilin, there are those that are lenient. Say, even hard cheese, you don't have to wait. Vein limchois. Can't stop them. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara that after hard cheese you have to wait. There's no indication in the Gemara. So the source is either from the Mordechai, the story with the Mami Rutenberg, or the source could be the Zoyar that says it's not supposed to be eaten together in the same meal, right? But it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that you have to wait 6 hours. Listen, if somebody is mekel, you can't stop them. But even hard cheese they want to eat, you can't stop them. They have to do what they have to do, meikar adin, which is until yadayim kinuach v'adacha. But the Ramah says, if you're asking my opinion, I'll tell you that it's good to be machmir. After hard cheese, you should wait 6 hours or 1 hour, depending on your shita, however long you wait after meat. Now, what's considered hard cheese? So, what's considered hard cheese? Now this I'll explain. I'll say it over at least the way the Prima Gadam explains it. There's a machlokes between the Shach and Taz. I'll say it over the way the Prima Gadam explains it. If you remember, we said that the reason you have to wait after meat, there was two reasons that we gave. One reason was Rashi's reason. It's moishach tam. There's a taste that lingers in your throat. And the Rambam's reason was that the pieces of meat get stuck in your teeth. So the question is, which of those reasons apply to cheese? So we're saying that it really only applies to hard cheese. Any of these reasons really only apply to hard cheese. Soft cheese will not stay in your throat, and it doesn't have it won't get stuck in between your teeth, and it's not a very strong taste. As long as you eat something and you drink something, whatever little bit is in your mouth or whatever little bit of taste is in your throat will be washed down through the kinuach v'hadacha. That's what we assume. That's by soft cheese. But by hard cheese, so already could be that the kinuach v'hadacha is not going to do the full job anymore. So then the question is, so which reason is really a problem? So the Taz is mechadish. Taz explains that the reason of the Rambam that the pieces get stuck in your teeth, the piece of meat gets stuck in your teeth, that is only applicable to meat. Because there's a pasuk that says, v'habasar idenu ben shineihem, that the meat was still stuck in their teeth. So you see that the pasuk says that even though there was little pieces of meat that was in the mouth, that those little pieces are still considered meat. The pasuk calls it meat. So that's why you can't mix it with cheese, because it's still considered meat. That's why the Rambam had his reason. The reason why you can't eat the cheese afterwards is because of the pieces of meat that are stuck in your teeth, because those little pieces are still considered basar. But we have a pasuk to teach me that they're still considered basar. But if I have a piece of cheese that's stuck in my teeth, hard cheese, so it got stuck in between my teeth, I don't care if it's stuck in between my teeth. Those little pieces of gvina that are stuck in my teeth are not considered basar, are not considered gvina anymore. In my mouth, a little piece of something in my mouth doesn't have the din of a food anymore. It starts to get digested. The saliva, it starts to change a little bit. So so it's not considered cheese. Basar was a chiddush, and it's still considered basar. But the little pieces of gvina are not considered gvina. So really, we shouldn't care that if I have a piece of gvina that's stuck in my teeth to eat meat afterwards, and that meat is going to mix with the little pieces of gvina, it's not an issue. Because those little pieces of gvina are not considered gvina anymore. Okay? So therefore, that reason is not applicable. Which reason is applicable? That hard cheese is very sharp, is very flavorful, and when you eat it, it's moishich tam. It's going to leave a taste in your throat for 6 hours, just like after you eat basar. So if so, so what kind of cheese will be moishich tam? What kind of cheese? So if it's a very sharp cheese, so just aging it in and of itself, and therefore the cheese becomes hard, we don't care that it's hard. Because hard just means it's going to get stuck in your teeth. We mean hard cheese, the other aspect of the hard cheese, that usually the way it's made is that it's either made with the keva or it has worms, really gets moldy and it has like wormholes. The mold causes like little eyes, it's called. It has little holes in the cheese. And that's really, really, I don't know if the taste is the word, a sour or sharp. So that's when... that's the kind of cheese that you're going to have to wait afterwards, because that's moishich tam. But just if it's aged, and therefore it gets hard, for that itself, you don't really have to wait mi'ikar adin, you don't have to wait afterwards 6 hours. He finishes off, listen, midas psidis, if it's you want to do toisefes precious, you want to be machmir, okay, you should be machmir even if it's hard cheese, and it doesn't have these holes, you know, from the worms, call it worms hole, you know. Mitulas, it has worms. But really, really, the only cheese that it really applies to, the waiting of 6 hours, is if it's humed of a keva or it's mitulas. Just the mere fact that it was aged for 6 months, that is not enough. But the Shach says no, even if it's not mitulas, if it's just aged for 6 months, becomes hard, that already you have to wait 6 hours. And the way the Prima Gadim explains, because the Shach understands that it's not just by meat that the pieces that get stuck in your teeth are a problem. It applies even to cheese. Even the pieces of cheese that get stuck in your teeth is also a problem. So therefore, even if it's not hum de bekevar and it's not mitulas, if it's just aged for 6 months, you're already supposed to wait 6 hours. So we try to be machmer like that, that if the cheese is aged for 6 months, we wait 6 hours. So most cheeses that we have are not aged for 6 months. So therefore, we don't have to wait 6 hours. We wait an hour after all cheeses. But the 6 hours, we wouldn't have to wait for most cheeses. Parmesan, the few common cheeses that I'm aware of that are 6 hour cheese is Parmesan cheese is 6 hours. That's aged for 6 months. It's aged. And there's Swiss cheese. There's different kind of Swiss cheese, but real Swiss cheese from Europe is also aged for six months, and there could be one or two other types of cheese that I'm not familiar with.
Only cow milk or any kind of milk?
Any kind of cheese, I guess. Parmesan, huh? No, Parmesan. I don't know if they always make Parmesan. I don't know if they always make Eclat Parmesan with Parmesan cheese. Could be it's called Eclat Parmesan, but could they make it with like mozzarella cheese or something, pizza cheese. But I think I would venture to say that 95% of the Eclat Parmesan that you get in a regular pizza shop is made with regular pizza cheese, which is mozzarella and which is not 6 hours.
If you
sprinkle it, So then it's 6 hours. Now, there is a shita that says that if we're talking about if the cheese is melted into the food, then even if it's a 6 hours, let's say it's Parmesan cheese, but it's melted into the food, so then you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. But, so it would have to be melted into the food. If it's melted on top of the food, then it's not so posher that you could be makel based on that opinion. But there is such an opinion that if it's melted into the food, you would not have to wait 6 hours. Yeah, I think we covered more or less the sugya of meat after cheese. Now let's move on to Sif Gimel.